Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now into the third and final hour of this December 29th, 2003 global transmission against tyranny. Human beings are having the blinders taken off. Minds are being freed at record levels. I'm joined by my good buddy, a great researcher, a man I respect, Paul Joseph Watson, the webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com, the editor of PrisonPlanet.com, the author of Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. I do have a bunch of news on Mad Cow, government-sponsored terror, you name it, in this third hour. And, Paul, I want to get back into that government press conference where it came out about the government testing a magnetic pulse weapon back at the end of the summer, the day of the big power outage. I want to talk about that as well. I want to take a lot of calls this hour. We even have a few lines open, a rarity here. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Paul, I want to go to this call here in a second, but what are we going to hear when you get into this press conference that's been almost completely ignored concerning the power outage?
Well, the press conference itself was called the Task Force Interim Report. It was basically the official conference after the blackout of this past summer, and it came out that the HAARP system was actually turned on at 4 p.m. on August 14th, which was just 11 minutes before the blackout occurred.
And by the way, the conference, the scientists, they bring this up. It's not us bringing this up. People saw the Doppler weather radar, saw the satellite photos. There was a giant pulse seconds before the power outage.
And there was a military operation announced 2 days before called Determined Promise 2003. Also reported were chemtrails above the area where the blackout first occurred in the minutes before as well. So we've got all this on top of each other. And then we know that they've had these systems in place, and we can look at the Iran earthquake and see the same thing. What most people don't know is that there have been 10 major earthquakes since December 21st, including the ones in Iran and California.
Now, obviously, earthquakes happen on their own, and we go through cycles, but when you have bills talking about seismic weapons and using spray in the clouds to resonate the HAARP signal, we're talking about incredible power that can tip an earthquake in one direction or the other.
Well, we can also look at the comments of former Secretary of Defense William S. Cohen, who said at a press conference in April 97, quote, "Others are engaging in an eco type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes or volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves." And as you mentioned,
well, we just lost Paul Watson. Mark, will you get him back on for us? That was interesting. Yes, we've compiled a lot of this on the website, creating a section on it. Sounds unbelievable, folks, but we're in 2003, and we do have the government saying that they were involved in the power outage. Now, no HAARP can do that, and I know that they just announced that they were going to quadruple the power supply of HAARP about 2 months ago, and that was a government announcement. We have that posted as well. So we'll be right back after this quick break. We'll go to Jim in Colorado and others that are patiently holding. If you want to comment on the chemtrails, on the Mad Cow, on the lying media, on the Patriot Act may be used, it is being used against Rush Limbaugh. I mean, this is insane. We'll talk about all of it on the other side. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. We disagree with something we've said, give us a call as well. Or you have a comment, a question, piece of news we haven't covered, 800-259-9231. The websites are Infowars.com, short for Information War, and PrisonPlanet.com. We're trying to stop Earth from being a prison planet.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
My friends, the norm in the world is that despotic king rats, dictators, oligarchs dominate populations, dumb them down, feed upon them because it's their very ruthless, sadistic nature. Somehow we've been convinced that government's all-knowing, all-loving, would never do any wrong. We chronicle their crimes that are as voluminous as the fish in the sea, the stars in the sky. They're more apt to be abusive and criminal than the general public statistics show. Whether it's Child Protective Services, 5 times more likely to abuse children than anyone else in the population. But we make them the arbiters and the controllers and get rid of due process. The CIA, statistically more apt to carry out terror attacks, deal drugs, murder for hire. We make them the bosses. FBI caught running scams at FBI crime labs, murder for hire, drug dealing, prostitution, everything else, money laundering, gambling, organized crime. We put them in charge. We sit here like idiots. You've got to restrict the size of government, knowing government is always going to be criminal to a certain degree, so it can't abuse you on a wide scale. We've forgotten that. We haven't been taught our Bill of Rights or Constitution to be able to forget it, many of us. We have to relearn it or learn it for the first time. And we've been lied to on so many issues. The globalists will do the most evil things you can imagine to the point you stop them, to the point you say no, until the point you stop being sheep. Paul Watson is joining us. Let's go to these calls. We'll go to Jim and Ed and Dick and Chris and John. Who's up first, Mark? Okay, so Jim, I was about to go to you and you hung up. Let's talk to Ed in New York. Ed, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. Great show. 11 Road of Tyranny, great CD, DVD, I should say. I want to ask you a question about the mad cow disease. Now, in the 80s, in Europe, that 145 people died of the disease? Am I...
More than that.
Say that?
Yeah, people died in the 80s, the 90s. They
right.
kept it quiet until
yes.
just about...
Yes, well, it was the book. I just got finished reading a really quick book called Deadly Feast by Richard Rhodes. Now, which is very interesting because I would really like to know if people are saying, like, I'm looking at the front cover of the Troy now. It says a meat from infected cow now in stores. But it's saying that the USDA is asserting that there's no zero risk. Now, are you kidding me? Now they're saying that they're going to recall the meat. Now, if they're saying that the only way you can get the infection is through eating the actual brains and spinal cords, then there should be no problem then.
Well, when they talk, notice that they say almost no risk.
Almost, right.
Almost no risk. And let's expand upon that, okay?
Exactly.
Because
well,
this stuff is so deadly that when they're butchering it, a drop of juice, of mm-hmm. fluid, of spinal fluid, or
mm-hmm.
blood, gets on the meat,
mm-hmm.
gets ground up as hamburger, that's how you're getting it. Also, the stuff that's in the hot dogs or in the
exactly.
reconstituted meat that's in almost everything, that's where the danger, or these taco shops that where they ground mm-hmm. up basically the whole cow
yes.
and put it into there, or you know the little weenies that you buy. That's where the danger is. But understand, this is a government that said there was no mad cow in this country. I've seen dozens and dozens and dozens of reports where they find mad cow and later, a day later say, oh, it was a false alarm. The question we have to ask is, why now are they announcing something we already knew about? And why did they say it was safe and hadn't been shipped out? Now we find 8 states and several countries. Paul Watson comments.
Well, yeah, you mentioned how this mad cow thing has basically been rumbling on for years, and they've only chosen to bring it out now. One of the reasons is that they've recently been pushing, in the last few months, this mandatory tracking of all livestock via RFID tags, which, of course, will open a Pandora's box of government restriction and control. So, I mean, that's one of the agendas. But we know the agenda because we've seen them pull this before. In any country, one of the biggest fail-safes between government having total control over the people is the agricultural and farming community. So a politically active group of that size, and I mean, we had a recent march in London where it was over 1 million, is a threat if you're trying to centralize the system and make people dependent on government for everything.
Now, what's the first thing the Chinese did, the first thing the communist Russians did? You get people off the land, you create big agribusiness, you centralize the control. And Paul, you have a government that quietly admitted 4 years ago that they released foot and mouth. That was admitted, but again, the back of the paper.
Yeah, as you mentioned, this is exactly what Stalin did. Basically, you set up the corporate government access where the farmers become employees of the government. And in Britain, 4 years ago, the government already had the woodpires set up weeks before the foot and mouth disease mysteriously appeared. Then it came out that environmentalists had stolen it from Porton Down Bioweapons Facility, which is obviously impossible because that site is ringed by armed guards and 50-foot electric fences. So the government released the disease and then told farmers that they couldn't restock their sheep, and that basically wiped out half of the British farming community in one fell swoop. So it remains to be seen how bad they allow this mad cow scare to proliferate, but the agenda remains the same. It's a direct attack on the backbone of the nation. It's exactly what Stalin did.
And understand that big agribusiness wants this. More regulation will put the small-time operator out of business and will centralize. It's like Tyson Chicken can have 1,322 violations at one plant. Their competitor has 2 and is shut down.
And obviously it will also pave the way for the widespread introduction of GM foods. I mean, the European Union...
Oh, by the way, that's the new solution. They say they have a genetically engineered cow that can eat meat, the South Koreans, and it's already being introduced into our stock. So now we're going to have it. Oh, well, this cow's from a clone. Its genetics were mated with this, so now it's safe.
And, I mean, with the fishing industry as well, you got the European Union trying to do the same thing by regulating how many fishing patrols fishermen in Scotland can go on each week, even though it will basically cripple the industry in the name of saving a supposedly endangered fish. So, again, it's all about big centralization and big agribusiness taking control.
Alex?
Yes.
Yes. I want to ask the gentleman in England, is it a big delicacy to eat brains in Europe? Cow brains?
Not cow brains, no, not that I'm aware of. Maybe in places like China.
Right, exactly. Well, that's interesting because it's going around that these people that died from mad cow disease actually ate brains.
Look, here's the deal.
Ridiculous.
Let's say you buy one of those roast beef sandwiches of a lower grade place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's reconstituted. They take a ground up cow, put it together, shoot it out of a machine, make it look like roast beef, but it's reconstituted. That's the problem. There are hundreds of these different meats and fast food and stuff that's sold on store shelves and, you know, different types of little things you eat and pizza toppings.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, and the coatings on pills, too, have a gelatin that's from the cow also, right?
Yeah, that's it. And so to say it's not a problem is, it's amazing. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Let's take more calls. Let's talk to Dick in Indiana. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, Alex?
Yes.
Okay. I'm a little bit confused. I've been taping you for quite a few years. Can't have it both ways, Alex. You say on the tapes, well, no man's bothered any time. And I just wondered about the scenario out in the desert. I kind of think that was a staged event. Like problem, reaction, solution.
Okay, stop for just a second, because that was an hour ago, hour and 30 minutes ago. I was reading the Toronto Star headline, Soldiers at My Front Door. We had Father John Deere on the show, and he had about 75 National Guard troops in his parking lot chanting kill, kill, kill because he'd been against the war. And so how am I having it both ways? I'm reporting a news story.
Well, what I mean was, when, you know, you and Tex are good friends, and I kind of believe almost everything Tex Moss says, and Saturday on 5085, they was calling Tex the false prophet and a closet Catholic. And it's kind of confusing here. And then you had this Catholic priest on. And I think that scenario out there in the desert was staged.
Well, let me just stop you for a second. If this is an important call, don't hang up until we're done, okay? I mean, there are people that say that I'm a Mossad agent. There are people that say I'm a secret Nazi. There are people that say I secretly work for the Pope. There are people that say, you know what, number one, that's ridiculous. I'm a guy from Texas who woke up to the New World Order and is defending my family and standing up against the New World Order. I have a rabbi on. It doesn't mean I'm Jewish. I have a Catholic priest on. It doesn't mean I'm Catholic. I have a Baptist preacher on. It doesn't mean I'm a Baptist. And I don't agree with everything that my guest or people say on this show. Okay? So to sit there and go, well, I heard something bad about Tex, and, well, I wonder about you. Are you bad? I mean, I'm really confused, sir. I put out the info. I talk about the New World Order. It's up to you to research what I'm saying and to decide what you're going to do. But I'm going to tell you right now that I am someone who spends every waking hour thinking about fighting the New World Order and how to do that. And I'm very confused by just foggy, well, I think these troops chanting kill in front of the church could be staged. Well, I don't, because everywhere I go, I see troops. I see COINTELPRO. I see militarization of police. You know, I told you 6-7 years ago they were getting rid of Posse Comitatus. Now they announce it in the news. So stay there. We'll try to figure this out. But, I mean, we have a track record. Get my first film I made in 97. It's more pertinent today. In 2003. we're the real deal. Judge the fruits.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you into homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Hey, John Statman here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution. There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free one-month supply with your order. Call toll-free 866-321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
My friends, everybody heard me ask Dick in Indiana to stay there. We're about to go to Chris and John and Rick and Jeff and others. He didn't. He didn't hold over. He's been listening to my show for years. And he heard some kook say something bad about Tex Mars or myself, and so he suddenly believes it. Now, if you hear me criticizing somebody in the, quote, patriot or libertarian or Christian freedom movement, I'll criticize them for what they have said or done. And I normally try to stay away from that period. The New World Order is a big enough problem to deal with. I mean, there's a guy who likes to attack me almost every day who gets on the air and says he doesn't think Jesus is the Son of God. He doesn't think the Bible's real. And you still love him, you know, because you're a good Christian. There's people that's all they do is attack other people who are fighting the New World Order. You notice I get all hyped up about fighting the globalists and keeping our liberties and freedoms and protecting our children but let's not have a discussion of that. Let's all say this person's an agent, that person's an agent. Well, hey, listen, you know you're not an agent, so why don't you take action and be a leader and get involved in the fight for freedom? I mean, how could you tune in to people who all they do is attack others? 24/7, attack others in this movement, and then hear that constantly, and then buy into that. That's what COINTELPRO does. COINTELPRO doesn't tell you you have power, you can affect change, get involved politically, locally, be your own leader, stand up for the borders, for the Second Amendment, stand up to provocateurs. COINTELPRO sneaks around saying things about others and don't trust that person and keep your head down. Paul Watson, comments to what I've been saying?
Well, I mean, you can tell the agents, and I mean, there are a few, they're the people that don't put any work into fighting the New World Order. I mean, look at what we do. We update websites, you know, 3 times a day, put out videos, and on the radio every day. We put in the hard work, whereas all these people who attack others, that is basically their whole life existence, and there's no fruits of their work put into fighting the New World Order. And I mean, I get emails saying that it's this whole guilt by association thing, that because I link to CNN on my website, then that means I'm advocating everything CNN says. Well, obviously that's not true.
Well, I mean, I want to know which it is. Am I a Nazi commander or am I an ADL general? You know, which one is it? I mean, I've had people, the same people will attack me for being everything. I work for this group. I work for that group. All I'm doing is covering the news, trying to get you to think. But these other people, they don't want you to stay focused on that. And a lot of people are frustrated right now. They don't feel like they have any power. So let's just buy into all this. It's amazing. Let's talk to Chris in Maryland. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. It's the first time I ever called in, and I've only started listening to your show about a month ago. My mom bought me a shortwave radio, and that's why I started picking you up. And I'll tell you, you are probably one of the wisest people I have ever heard. I worked in the financial industry for about 15 years, MBA and all that stuff, and I know how all the debt and everything the whole show, the cat and, you know, the dog and pony show is going on. And I wanted to talk to you about gold because, obviously you see all the disturbing trends that are happening. And I was hoping that based on what your hunch is in terms of, now I'm not asking you for a forecast or anything, obviously, because I'm not even investing in stock. What's going on? Because what I'm seeing in the stock market over the last 9 months has been just a continual grind upwards. That's almost, if I'd say, artificial. And what's going on with, obviously, gold and it just...
Yeah, normally, in fact, never do you see gold rising with a rising market. So why now do we have a different economic condition than what we've seen before? And do you know about the plunge protection team?
No, I do not.
Well, the federal government... we'll have the Treasury go in and dump billions a day in to prop stock up at key points.
Oh, like they did in the crash of 87.
Yes.
Okay.
That's when they publicly set up the plunge protection team. I'm sure you know about it. You just a different name for it.
Mm-hmm.
Why is the stock market up 6-7% from what it was a year or two ago? And then gold up at, what is it now, $420-something dollars an ounce.
Yeah, Alex, the stock market's up about 30%. Across the board, and NASDAQ's up about 40%.
Not up. That depends at what index. From what point are you saying it's up 30%?
From the low in March.
Okay, well, I'm talking about from about a year and a half ago.
Oh, okay.
Because if you look at that trend, it goes up and down.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, stay there. Let's talk about it on the other side. See, that's another thing with numbers they can do. I don't have my charts in front of me, but it's what index they show you. It's like unemployment. Well, unemployment is at least double what they say it is, because they don't count those that are off the rolls. It's how you look at those numbers. Tell you what, stay there. We'll all talk about it when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Steve Crowley of the National Steve Crowley's American Scene Talk Radio Show. We are Money Talk, to be sure. 14 years of success. We're on every Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern and 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. We have big-name guests, the same ones you see on Brookheiser and CNBC, money-making topics, investor showcase, and much more. Coming up soon on the Genesis Communication Network, it's Steve Crowley's American Scene.
Did you know there's a mixture that stops the aging process? Stops aging dead in its tracks? It's called drinking and driving, a lethal mixture. No one is immune to it.
Each year, alcohol-related crashes kill more than 16,000 Americans.
So if a friend of yours has been drinking and is about to drive, stop them before they kill someone.
Brought to you in the public interest and as a public service by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in a $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Gold was trading at about $350 an ounce a year ago. It's now been hovering between $415 and $420. The 52-week low of the NASDAQ was $1,253. It's now at $1,994 as of about 10 seconds ago. The 52-week low for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, what is that, the top 30 stocks, 7,416, now at 10,408, so a little under 30% on that, but or right at 30%, as our caller said. But you look at all the stocks averaged together, and these are the numbers I've been looking at, and it depends, and I don't have all the graphs in front of me. This is what I could grab during the break, thanks to Mark's help. Overall, stocks themselves are at about 6-7%, not from their low of, what, a year and a half ago, but look at gold. I mean, what's the difference between 350 an ounce and 415, let's say? It's 414 right now, but it's been fluctuating back and forth between there. Really about the same increase there that you see in stocks. But normally, if you have a stock market, in fact, every case I've looked at, a stock market going up, you'd see gold going down, but the opposite has been happening. And why do you see stock prices going up? And a lot of the experts I trust have pointed this out. And Ron Paul agreed with this last week, that because the dollar has been devalued, let me see. I don't want to give numbers out and not have them in front of me, but I know the euro was about 84 cents to the dollar about 2 years ago. About a year ago, it was 90 cents to the dollar. Now it's trading at about $1.24 against the dollar. So from 90 cents to the dollar to $1.24, $1.25 against the dollar, that is, what, a 35, 36% if you count the low of the euro. When it was at 84 cents, it'd be even more. It'd be 40 cent increase. Again, you look at the euro going up, the dollar going down. Now it's going to take more of those dollars to buy that same amount of stock. And so that's why you've seen the increase in the stock market, this jobless recovery. Less jobs, less factories, more bankruptcies, more debt, public and private. But Fortune 500 saying they're having modest gains, all becoming more profitable in the aggregate. And then at the same time, you have government growing. So government's growing, Fortune 500's getting richer, the public's getting poorer. And I'm no economist, but overall, the way I've seen the numbers crunched, the economy is constricting. Let's get comments from Chris in Maryland on this. Chris, what do you think?
I thought this is a hunch that something more sinister might be going on, and what I'm thinking is to get Bush back in there for another 4 years to sort of make people feel good, and then after, pull the rug out, because after that, it's basically they don't need it anymore.
Well, I want to know how you have a weakening dollar, strengthening gold, which are normally signs for the stock market implosion, but it is slowly being ratcheted back up. I will say this, though. You get more value in a stock that is grossly overinflated with its P ratios, price-earnings ratios, compared to just having the fiat currency. So with a weakening dollar, it can also cause people to go into stocks more, because even though they're volatile, there's at least a part of something real there, not just a fiat currency. Paul Watson, comments?
Well, I mean, the question you've got to ask is, will the price of gold even matter under HR 2147? Because they've basically redefined the financial institution as to include anyone who owns gold. So under HR 2417, Congress has authorized Ashcroft to track gold, which basically paves the way for the outlawing of gold possession as we had under FDR. So, I mean, we've got that developing as well at the same time.
And they're going to use the financial provisions to go after Rush Limbaugh. I mean, to give you an idea of how wide-reaching this is, and that had to do with cash in a bank. The globalists know what they're doing. I mean, Chris, why do you think the Treasury Secretary Snow is out bad-mouthing the dollar? Which is insane. I mean, they're really pulling a rabbit out of a hat here with the stock market going up, with the dollar plunging and the trade deficits ballooning. So it is artificial. I know that much.
Yeah, I would agree with that. What Snow was doing was fairly typical, I think, of someone in his position in a Republican administration. Not that I want to, divide between party lines, but that's something that people would expect. Talking out of both sides, saying, they were for a stronger dollar, but basically, wink, wink, we want a weaker dollar. So I guess in an effect, that would raise stock prices. But across the board like this, most companies don't have big exposure to the international arena. Very few do, and I can understand the Dow Jones rising, but just across the board. And the thing that I just seems so sinister about it is that it just seems to be every day, just gradually rising. Gradually rising. And the thing is also, all the press, even the bears and the bulls and the people who are going back and forth the stock market, I stopped listening to CNBC. It seems like one big, I just don't get any substance out of it anymore. It just seems like you're just going the party line.
Well, let me ask you this, Chris. What do you think's going to happen?
I think after Bush gets in, I think you're going to see bad correction. If Bush gets reelected, and I think that's what they're doing, I think my hunch is that they're going to try to make everything look as good as possible until next year. And they cross that finish line, you're going to have things like the draft and everything else, and I think they're just going to pull the rug out from underneath everything. And whatever agenda that they have in the international arena, in the financial industry, in the financial arena, I think will be known in probably 2 to 3 years. I think right now they're just doing this shell game. And
well, yeah, they're kind of setting up the dominoes now to later knock them over.
Yeah.
All the rumblings we feel across the board, military, police, governmental, financial, all of it, regulatory, it's all just, this is just the prelude. This is just the setup. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Very interesting questions, Paul Watson. And again, you can look at these numbers however you want, get whatever numbers you want out of them. But overall, the real standard of wealth production is being liquidated, and the store lines are much shorter than they were a couple of years ago when I'm out shopping. There's more houses up for sale, more people with double mortgages. What do you see happening?
Well, obviously that's the agenda. They're bringing us down to a third world economy. It's not about bringing the third world up to our level. It's about bringing us down to their level. But, I mean, they might take the other option whereby they ramp up this economic crash right before the election, get a Democrat in there, dispense with Bush, obviously all staged, and then you get the other side of the equation with a Democrat in to empower the UN again, as we had under Clinton, and so like it's a left-right jab sort of thing where they get a Democrat back in to advance the other side of the agenda.
All right, let's talk to, let's talk to John in Tennessee. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Sodom reportedly used his own relatives as doubles, so a DNA test would not be able to tell the difference, even if they didn't lie about the test result.
Yeah, I remember reading a couple of his doubles were cousins.
Yeah, so a DNA test, this is according to a lab expert, that a DNA test can't tell the difference. They can...
Well,
get
John,
you the
let me stop you. Let me stop, because here's a problem, number one, with what you're saying. As if we could even trust any DNA test out of this government who's been caught hundreds of times falsifying tests. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're just pathological liars. Also, I wanted to report that that a wing commander at an Air National Guard base is now locked up in the loony bin for alleged drunk driving. This is Colonel John Keenan, commander of the 134th Air Refueling Wing in Knoxville, Tennessee. And this is a very strange arrest and sounds a little bit like what happened to Dr. Colonel Hsu in Texas, where he suicided his car after duct taping his hands and feet and then cut his nipples off. Now, with Colonel Keenan, police said that the pilot did not know the name of the president or what direction he was driving, but he was not speeding, and a mystery informant called police. He commanded forces in Afghanistan and Iraq.
So why is he in the loony bin?
And he's stripped of his command and facing court-martial. They said he was drunk driving. He did not smell of alcohol, but his blood alcohol test was 0.38%. And this requires drinking 2 cases of beer in 1 hour. But blood alcohol
I've never heard of one that high.
Right, that's a coma level. So-called blood alcohol test cannot test for alcohol. This is, you know, they can't report this or people might lose faith in the police state and the justice system. So diabetic ketoacidosis routinely gives false positives in the 0.40 range.
Okay, so I mean, I'm not reading your local papers today. What's going on?
Well, diabetic coma arrest, you know, affects people walking and driving routinely. His blood sugar tested normal, so maybe he had a massive infection and acidosis from a Gulf War vaccine.
Well, why do they have him in a loony bin if it's drunk driving?
They call it rehab, but you can't leave rehab. You're locked up in jail, and they don't treat you for anything. It's massive medical malpractice. They just lock you up.
Oh, yeah, you're not even tried. It sounds like Dr. Charles T. Sell, the Supreme Court ruling, they can grab you and drug you for as long as they want before trying you.
Right. This is very strange because the wing commander is next in line for general. He's the highest-ranking guy on the base. He owns his own officers club bar, his own police force, and his own chauffeurs. He can walk to the bar and home if he wants to drink. The police would never allow him to leave base drinking. These pilots kill for their jobs. They love their jobs. They would never risk their career by driving off base.
So you think something's going on. We'll try to check into it, John. Thanks. Let's talk to Rick in North Dakota. You're on the air. Go ahead.
You there, Alex?
Yes.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about Barr McClellan's book.
LBJ. Yes, the LBJ's lawyer.
Yeah. One point of the conversation I was listening on the show, he said that he could have got a half a dozen hitmen to kill Kennedy. I take an issue with that because I don't think you could have gotten anybody to take that contract. I don't think you could have got anybody in Washington or even in the ugliest side of the Lower East Side of New York to take that contract. I mean, when you talk about murder for hire, you need trust. And that's the last thing that was in that equation. Anybody that was contracted to take that hit, who had that kind of talent, would know better that if I shoot Kennedy, I'm going to be dead tomorrow. And then the people that hired him knew that we got to get rid of him, and he's going to get rid of me. I don't believe the government had anything to do with it. The government covered it up. They covered it up to protect some people and to keep the peace on the streets of this country, and it was better off just to cover it up. And I'm going as far to say is the Vietnam War was nothing more than a distraction from the water cooler in the workplace to get this Kennedy thing under the rug and get it behind us. Even
okay, let me stop you right there. Number one, what you just said lastly, the Vietnam War was already beginning when Kennedy was in there.
Well, there's always wars to be started. And
hold on. Look, everything you're saying isn't backed up by facts or reality. It's all just I think it's a water cooler distraction, okay, when they'd already got it started before Kennedy. Also, we've interviewed the witnesses, the mistresses, all the people. I know what a criminal LBJ was, the globalist. If that's the case, how have all these other presidents and prime ministers been assassinated and Brutus stabbing Caesar, Julius Caesar, to say you can't get people to follow orders to carry out military assassinations?
Not out of Washington.
Let me stop you again. You say they don't have government-sponsored terror. What about the Northwoods plan, which
no,
is
I'm not
public?
Arguing about that. I believe
it's the
you
same
there.
Thing. It's the same people. Paul Watson, you got comments to this?
Well, if you take the argument that nobody would want to carry out the assassination because they fear for their own lives, then, I mean, all you'd have to do
they
is...
They fear for their lives not taking the order because now they've been told to do it. Once you're told, you do it.
Look, yeah, there's plenty of people that wanted him dead. There's plenty of people that didn't like the Kennedys. But to get somebody in this country or out of Washington or in the military to take that contract, I find it very hard to believe.
Well, you're very naive. The same J. Edgar Hoover told us that there was no such thing as La Cosa Nostra.
Well, that's because Meyer Lansky had pictures of him. That's all that's about. I'm just saying that nobody would have taken that contract. It's an international hit.
And I guess the government wasn't involved in 9/11 either.
Oh, they were involved. They were probably involved.
Oh, really? How did they get people to carry that out then, knowing what would happen to them?
Alex, the government themselves did not pull off 9/11, but they probably had an idea of what was going on.
They probably had it. Thanks for the call, sir. I mean, give me a break. I've studied this. I've looked at this. How did the public officials get told not to fly? How did the so-called hijackers get trained at U.S. military bases? How did they have their cars and credit cards and homes paid for by the U.S. government? Why was Bush Sr. meeting with the head bin Laden that morning? Why were the heads of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees meeting with the head of Pakistani intelligence, on and on, and why they fly 8,000 of them out to safety, why they fly 144 of the bin Laden family out that day, on and on, why they order NORAD to stand down, how'd they get them to do that? Well, the CIA told them it was a drill of flying planes into buildings, stand down. That's Associated Press. You are naive, hoping this isn't true, with no facts. Go ahead, Paul, comments?
Well, I mean, take 9/11, for example. For the government to carry out the operation doesn't mean that everybody in the government knew what was going on. The lower levels just followed their orders. The pilots were told not to scramble, so they didn't scramble. Didn't mean that the pilots were aware that, you know, they were being kept from preventing the attack. It's the very top of the government and the people that pull the strings.
Yeah, take Israel. Now admitted that Mossad killed Yitzhak Rabin. You say, how'd they get Mossad to kill Rabin? They'd know that they'd later be killed. No, that's not how this works. They got old hitmen living in Hawaii, and they take the youngins in and show them how they're living and what's going on. They do a bunch of jobs for them. This is how this works, buddy. He's saying we don't ever have political assassination because we can't get people to do it. That's ridiculous.
Well, on top of that, you've got the fact that a lot of these assassinations are carried out by mind control victims, which has obviously been in the congressional records. They themselves wouldn't have any knowledge because they just create these amnesia walls around the event, and so they wouldn't blow the whistle on the fact that they carry out the assassination.
But again, those technologies weren't well developed in the early 60s. They arrested the tall, clean-cut guys in bum outfits, and then the Dallas Police Department was ordered to release them. I mean, folks, come on. We have, you know, how did they get Jack Ruby to kill Oswald? Did he just do it because he was angry? A guy who was involved with Oswald, a guy involved with the mafia, he just decides to walk up and shoot him? It's incredible.
On top of that, most of the witnesses to the actual shooting on the ground were also taken out in the weeks and months after. So even if there was, you know, a spillage of information or whatever, then they wouldn't be there to blow the whistle on that either. And then we've got the Nixon tapes, which came out about 6 months ago from the White House, where he was talking about the fact that it was a cover-up. So it goes on and on.
Well, I mean, we have here 92% of the people waking up. So you, Rick, need to wake up. We'll talk to Jeff Louisiana, hit a little few final news stories here at the end of this transmission with Paul Watson. Stay with us, InfoWars.com. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, Paul Watson, you live in England. How many historical examples are there where a prince or a princess or a member of the royal family has the king or the queen killed and finds plenty of assassins willing to go along with it, knowing the danger. I mean, this is ridiculous to say that the government couldn't find people who were willing to follow orders to carry out the assassination. That's exactly what happened. And we have all this evidence. I can't believe that guy was in denial.
Well, I mean, that's exactly what it is. It's complete denial. You have to repeat, we have the father of the White House press secretary, the lawyer of LBJ, who got the information from the meeting the night before where they were talking about how he wouldn't be a problem anymore. And the fact that there was more than one shooter is established by even the official investigations after, the Warren report. And so, I mean, back and to the left, you know, there was a shot from the front. And, I mean, the more than one shooter thing has been proven conclusively, and now the polls show that 90% believe that the government was involved in the assassination, and that's what all the evidence points to.
Let's talk to Jeff in Louisiana. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, Alex. How you doing today?
Good, sir.
How much truth is it to this peak oil stuff? And is there a correlation between Dick Cheney's energy task force and the president's national security strategy?
Well, these wars are partially about oil, but to control it, to monopolize it, because there's so much oil, if they don't have a monopoly over it, they can't gouge people for it. There's enough oil to run this country for 100-plus years in one field in Alaska. So, no, that's a UN leftist propaganda piece, just like they say there's not enough fresh water now. Well, not after they're done grabbing it all up, they can charge whatever they want for it. They'd rather charge you $1 million for something that's plentiful. It's like De Beers with the diamonds. The diamonds are plentiful, but they artificially control it to have artificial scarcity. Paul Watson?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's this thing about peak oil in 6 years, you know, it's on the decline. But, I mean, they've had the alternative technologies, and the entire, you know, history of this subject is the fact that they've been suppressed time and time again, which is why this whole, I mean, Bush came out in State of the Union and said that they'd be doing research into, you know, water-powered cars and all this sort of thing. They've got no interest in creating abundant alternative energy because they don't control it. And then
yeah, and by the way, oil is at the end of it. We've got the coal that'll run cars. They can get the fuel out of that, plenty of that. I mean, there's everything we need. So this whole line about there's not enough oil, it's like global warming. Does that answer your question, Jeff?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Thank you.
Hey, I appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Listen, we got tons of oil in Russia, all over the oceans, in the U.S. It's about a monopoly. Why won't they let us get that oil out of Anwar, up in Alaska? There's your answer. It's about controlling it to create artificial scarcity. We're out of time. I hope you'll get Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. What's in the book? Real quick, Paul.
Well, three massive chapters on September 11th, and I recently gave the book to a relative, a military veteran who didn't believe anything I said. He read the book and then apologized to me for disagreeing with me. So it's that kind of book, which is an information bullet which can wake people up.
And it covers so much more than just that. You need to get it. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or any of my films, or 1-888-253-3139. And don't tell me we can't affect change. Don't tell me we can't wake people up. You've just got to take that first step. Here's how you do it. 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Thanks, Paul Watson, for coming on, my friend. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2, as we accelerate towards the end of this year. To our affiliates, our listeners, our sponsors, the folks running the show, to everybody, great job. See you back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow. Get out there and fight the globalists and spread the word about this broadcast. We're doing a pretty good job.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.